This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam and Miko, Miko Hoops, good friend of the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Would you describe yourself as a strong, what is a good man?
He's an action reporter.
A grumpy old man?
Are you a strong man? How would you describe yourself?
I'll let you guys describe me. There. That's what LeBron should have done.
Bingo.
You guys, go ahead.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Before we get into the Cavs, story on your website, amicohoops.net, about a young guy who's available, trade deadline coming up February 7th, not playing on his team, Cavs interest. Explain, please.
Well, Dennis Smith Jr., point guard, Dallas Mavericks, second year, former lottery pick. Very similar player, as you just said, to Colin Sexton in the style. Would the Cavs have an interest? I think so, because you're looking for young talent if you're the Cavs. And would he fit? I don't know. You know, that's neither here nor there. You get talent, you acquire talent, and then you figure it out. But he's not working out in Dallas. Apparently Rick Carlisle, Dennis Smith Jr., Rick Carlisle coach, does not particularly think that Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka Doncic, who's just been fantastic as a rookie, that they fit with each other. And if the coach doesn't think you fit together, then you start looking to deal one of them, and they're certainly not going to deal Doncic. So Dallas has been in talks with some other teams. Orlando, Phoenix, point guard starved teams, but those talks have not gone well. So now could very well be an opportunity for the Cavs to feel around and see what they would want. Obviously, Dallas, as I reported, has been on the website for a few weeks now. Love Kevin Love, as so many teams do, likes Tristan Thompson. There would be a long way to go between Kevin Love and Dennis Smith Jr. and the Mavericks, but it is something to think about, and that's really why we put it on the website there. Speculation at this point, but you know, Cavs are active, and they're going to be talking a lot between now and February 7th.
Sam, I was going to ask you, what would it take to get Dennis Smith Jr. if you're the Cavs?
Oh, it's easy.
I would think Kevin Love would be way too much, and Tristan Thompson would be way too much.
How about J.R. Smith for Smith J.R.?
I don't think that would really be something Dallas would look to do. Although, you know, they're not getting many offers right now. I've been told Orlando has been offering them, you know, nothing almost for him. And Orlando is a team that really wants a young point guard because they don't. Same thing with Phoenix. So, you know, you always start negotiating this way, not giving your best offers, but. You look at J.R. Smith and his deal, obviously you'd have to take back more from Dallas, but they're also looking to move Wes Matthews. So, there's contract and money that could be moved. But you never know, Andy. I mean, there are teams who are going to like J.R.'s contract coming off the books next year with only $3.4 million guaranteed next season. They could just waive him. Some teams are going to like that type of deal, but, you know, Dallas is going to want something else besides that, but I don't think the Cavs would have to give other than JR.
All right, let me ask you this, Sam Amico, Amico Hoops. What is the actual value of Tristan Thompson right now? I mean, I was reading your story the other day, and I'm still walking away trying to figure out trade him or don't, and don't is the word that keeps coming through my mind. And I'll tell you, a year ago I would have said, are you crazy? But now I watch him play now, and I see what this team is, and I think you need to have a core if you want to try to go in the right direction.
Well, the Cavs are thinking exactly what you said. You know, a year ago, everybody was questioning his focus, his effort out there, and just was not engaged during the regular season. During the playoffs, he came around. But regular season, you know, everybody wanted to, fans, the management, everybody wanted to trade Tristan, and nobody wanted him. Now he's become one of those veteran voices in the locker room that's not only the voice of reason, but he's directing his teammates. He's been a great teammate. He's played so well and so hard in a season where a lot of veterans, frankly, would mail it in at this point. You know, we're getting creamed every night. I'm going to go out and try to get some numbers. He has been a team-first guy. He's represented everything management wants in a player, in a veteran player. And, you know, other teams now are starting to notice it. So, I mean, Tristan has been exactly what the Cavs and their fans would hope for this year. He really has. And do you, you know, those are the type of players, you know, look, we all know that they want to get a lottery pick and get one of the top two picks. And that's fine. We all know they're going to be bringing in young players for auditions for next season. We know they're going to be active at the trade deadline. But you need veterans who help build a winning culture in these type of situations. And Tristan has proven to be that this year. You know, and then next year, he's still under contract for next year. And I've heard people say, well, we're worried you're going to lose him the year after that. You know what? That's 3 years down the road. Look how much has changed since 2015. I heard you guys talking about it.
Right.
Don't worry about 3 years down the road. Worry about now and next season, and then worry about, you know, Tristan's contract after that. So I just think that I'm with you, and I think the organization is with that line of thinking, Andy, is that we don't trade him.
Sam Amico joining us, AmicoHoops.net. We've talked about this a couple of times on the show. Every time we do, people call us like absolute crazy. You just mentioned Kevin Love and other teams liking him. So we all know that you could pick up the phone, and if somebody knocks Kobe Altman's socks off in a trade offer, he could trade anybody. But you think Kevin is more valuable to the Cavaliers' future as a player or as a trade piece?
It's getting to the point where, you know, it was a trade piece for a while. I think it's getting to the point now where it's as a player because, you know, he's – by the time this contract's up, he's going to be 34 years old, which is not ancient, but it's starting to get to rocking chair time in the NBA, you know. And you talk about his injury history. Teams may not be willing to give up what you would hope you could get for a Kevin Love. So, you know, that's okay. If he does have, it seems like, a very large degree of loyalty to the organization, which, in today's day and age, right or wrong, is not, you know, and not just LeBron or Kyrie. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, I mean, all the big players. Now, he's not in that group, Kevin Love, but, you know, usually guys seem to want to go to the next best thing. We live in the age of chronic dissatisfaction at the NBA. Jimmy Butler, and the list goes on and on. So there is something to be said for guys like Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, who want to be a part of the organization moving forward. You know, and I think that maybe that's going to be more valuable to you moving forward than, you know, spare parts that you can get in a trade. And I think the Cavs are weighing that, especially with Tristan and Kevin. They're not making calls. They'll listen. You always listen. And you maybe you do get your socks blown off, but you don't just trade them for the sake of trading them, because regardless, whether you get Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett next year or whoever, you still need some veteran pieces. And you might as well have good ones, guys who have been there before and won, to get these young guys to the next level and to get them to understand how to win. And I think that's what the Cavs are thinking with Kevin and Tristan.
Sam, what did you think of Kyrie Irving saying, you know, calling LeBron James, apologizing for, you know, being a young man while he was here and now getting a better feel for what it means to be the man? What do you think of the statement from this morning?
I think that you always come to a point, whether you play in the NBA or not, or not always, but a lot of young guys think, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have behaved that way 4 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever it was. I mean, LeBron even did it when he kind of regretted the way he went about leaving the Cavs in 2010. Said, yeah, I wish I wouldn't have gone about it that way. But it's neither here nor there, you know. I think what difference does it make? It's too bad that they didn't get that worked out, because they could have created a real dynasty. And when LeBron came back, that was kind of the plan. that they were going to create a real dynasty. And I heard a call earlier, and I would agree with him, that said they blew that trade. You know, they blew the opportunity to kind of make it work with Kyrie. And I think that's, you know, I think had David Griffin still been here, that was his strength. David was a basketball psychologist in that sense, and that he got everybody on the same page and worked out kinks and worked out issues. And if that didn't work, he probably would have got a better deal. You know, I just think that the trade that they got was not good. And but they were, you know, look, Kobe Altman was a new general manager. He was kind of thrown into this. And, you know, you were in a conundrum in terms of trying to make a deal for, you know, involving Kyrie and centered on Kyrie because everybody knew he wanted out. So it was a tough spot. Kyrie put the organization in a tough spot by not being able to by not wanting to play with LeBron. So I don't know. You know, what difference does it make that he's saying all this now? It's good. It's good that he's manning up and saying, you know, hey, LeBron, I'm sorry for what I did, but I heard you guys talking. And yeah, I mean, this team, a lot of would have, could have, should have. That it's unfortunate because they really could have been a dynasty, Kevin Durant or not. I really think if Kyrie stayed and LeBron stayed, then Kevin Love could have been used as a trade piece to go get a Paul George or other types of players like that, and you would have been able to beat Golden State even with Durant. So, but you know what? I mean, I guess that's not what's most important to him. It wasn't what was most important to him because they turned down an opportunity to win multiple championships or compete for multiple championships to go try their hand at other things, and that's their absolute right.
Sammy, thank you very much. Of course, read him every day. Mikko Hoops basketball news and analysis. It's MikkoHoops.net online, and we always appreciate your time. Thanks, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, thank buddy.
You, Sam and Mikko, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.